Hello and welcome to Grad Next Audio, brought to you by Study Trust, Van Schaick Publishers, Capitec, and me, Ruda Landman. These podcasts go with a booklet called Grad Next, which is available to download for free on the same platform where you found this podcast. Grad Next was created to help you cross the gap between being a student and being a working adult. It consists of four sections: knowing yourself, finding the opportunities, the practicalities of getting the job, and finally, being a working adult. This episode serves as an introduction to all of that. It is called Attitude Makes All the Difference, Taking Responsibility, Saying Goodbye to Feeling Powerless. When Letshego Zulu's husband Gugu died on Mount Kilimanjaro in July 2016, her life came crashing down around her. They had been together since they were teenagers. Their daughter was 1 year old. Gugu had been a top sportsman, South Africa's first black racing driver. He was in peak condition. There was no reasonable explanation for this catastrophe. Letshego could have blamed the trek leaders, the doctor, the people who carried him off the mountain, the emergency caregivers, or fate, or God. She could have withdrawn into herself, becoming a passive bystander in life, just getting by. Instead, she wrote a book called I Choose to Live. 3 years after Gugu's death, she was running her own business as a biokineticist and fitness coach, and giving her all to her little girl and her extended family. It is a very human trait to feel sorry for yourself, to feel powerless in the face of forces outside of your control. It may be your circumstances. I grew up poor, so I will never really make it. It may be society and social structures. Other people have networks which make their lives easy. I don't, so I will always struggle. It may be fate. My mother died when I was young. I've never had a chance. It may be specific people. My lecturers did not support me, so I could not do well. The first half of every one of these statements may be absolutely true. Life is often hard. Life is not necessarily fair. You may have experienced extreme abuse or hardship, which may have left you feeling helpless and useless. It is understandable, and it is not your fault. But as long as you see yourself as a helpless casualty of circumstance, you give away all your power. Whatever has happened has happened. You have no control over past events. You do, however, have control over your response. You are response-able. Henry Ford said, "Whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right." The moment you choose to live, in spite of shattering loss, the moment you start saying, "I can," instead of "I can't," you make everything possible. You take the direction of your life into your own hands instead of sitting back passively, believing that others or fate or God is in charge and you can do nothing about it. At this crucial moment in your life, as you prepare to embark on your future as an adult, you are the one in charge. You have the power. Your decisions and your actions are yours to celebrate, or sometimes to regret and learn from. This is how one recent graduate answered the survey question, "What have you learnt about yourself and the world since you started working?" She said, "The world does not owe me anything. However my life turns out is up to me. Yes, I have no control over some things, but how I feel about situations and how I react all depends on me." The successful person blames no one, and no one who places blame will ever become successful. That was episode one of Grad Next Audio. Thank you for listening. Next time, we'll talk about knowing yourself, mapping yourself, motivation, ability, personality. Please join us again. You can also download the text for free on the same platform where you found this podcast. Goodbye, until next time.